Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy, but they often grapple with time-consuming manual processes when managing payments and invoices. It's a struggle that affects their cash flow, their customer relationships, and overall growth. Today, we're going to dive into the issues at hand and shed light on the transformative innovations in the world of payments. Joining me today to discuss the latest market trends is Tim Rue, Vice President and Head of Small Business Payments at Fiserv, and Brian Riley, Director of Credit and Co-Head of Payments at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to explore what challenges small businesses are facing today, how it's impacting financial institutions, and most importantly, what can be done to enhance payment capabilities. They're also going to share actionable strategies and real-life use cases that will help businesses compete effectively, retain their customer base, and achieve sustainability. It's great to have you both here today. To start things off, Tim, can you speak to the challenges that small businesses are facing today when it comes to payments and cash flow?
Yeah, thanks, Rima. It's a pretty interesting time as small businesses are such a cornerstone of our economy. There's about 33 million small businesses out there, but they're all trying to grow their business and they don't have huge staff. Their focus is on growing their business. Their other focus is on cash flow. What they don't have a lot of time for is managing all the payment inflows and outflows. They're typically using 2 to 4 tools to manage how they pay suppliers, how they collect invoices, how they collect payments from their customers and send invoices. And so what it's become is a complex and time-consuming set of tools. What they want is a single place to go to manage all that. And they don't really have good answers for that today.
You know, Tim, I think you hit an important point there. When you really think of the success factors for a small business, it's certainly having a product to sell in the first place, right? That's first and foremost. And then having the people able to deliver it or put it in the field is another. But then most important is the reason that you're in business, and that's to effectively collect your money and being able to have the right tools to deliver that, to manage the daily sales outstanding and make sure you have an efficient process in there is essential.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, we've interviewed a lot of small businesses. We have a lot of small business, millions of small business customers already that we serve either through Clover or through our financial institutions. And that's the consistent feedback we hear. I mean, they've got invoices stacked up, some in email, some in paper. They've got some accounting software they're trying to sync with. They're trying to get invoices out the door, and it's a lot. And they're not very digitized today. That's their challenge. How do we help them? How does their financial institution help them?
Sure. It's really the business of business, right? To be able to make sure that works well and is efficient, and particularly with all the new payment forms emerging and making sure things are synced in and not having a process that's held up by bubblegum and paperclips, well-engineered process that takes it all the way through.
Yeah. And as Brian, as you know, from spending so much time in the banking industry, small businesses are an incredibly important segment for financial institutions. I mean, those 33 million businesses are a bank somewhere. They have more deposits and more activity than a consumer. So they are really an important source of revenue and relationship. They use business cards. They take advantage of the lending at the financial institution. They're a key source of deposits, really important to the financial institutions generally.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, Tim, too, is that there's small businesses and there's small businesses, right? They can be a consulting firm that has no capital investment. I could tell you the pool cleaning company I use is a huge corporation, but it's under that $10 million revenue mark, well-run family business. So you have a wide diversity of it, but that managing the receivables and making sure the money comes in as expected is really an open area right now. And doing it through 3 or 4 kludgy systems, as you mentioned, does not lead to efficiency. And it leads to flaws in being able to collect properly, cash flow issues that could be downstream. And in today's economy, this is really critical.
Yeah, and we've heard that loud and clear, not only from small businesses, but our bank and credit union customers. So we've also spent a lot of time with banks, mega banks to super regionals to community and credit unions, that the message is pretty consistent, which is they all want a better way to serve those clients. They all feel that they're losing some of the financial wallet share to fintechs. You know, we talked about the problems, the lack of automation and cash flow management tools that small businesses have access to. The place they're starting to get those right now is the fintechs. And so there's a bit of a rallying cry that we're hearing from small businesses that says, give us a fit for purpose tool. It has to have some of the sophistication of a cash management tool, but it's got to be easy to use because small businesses don't have a lot of time to learn new stuff. So it's got to be more sophisticated than a consumer payments offering. It's got to have more capabilities than that, but it's still got to be easy to use. And that's been the big ask. And it's led to us basically launching a new product, which we announced recently.
When you use the word fintech, that always makes me laugh in the context of Fiserv is like the original fintech, right? So it's a natural market.
It is. Our mission is to serve small businesses, really help them grow their business by taking the complexity of managing payments and invoices off the table, simplifying their lives, giving them one place to go, and enabling them to do that at their financial institution.
And I'll tell you, I've just been prepping for some research we're doing on small businesses too. And I noticed some statistics from the US courts, and they show that small business bankruptcies are actually up 10%, which is a leading indicator, you know, as a barometer to what's going on in the economy. Financial institutions are bracing for issues like liquidity as consumers toil with payments. And it really is starting to get wavy. And those blue seas are starting to get a little choppy right now. And that's why the timing is really important on this, to be able to be ahead of the curve and make sure the infrastructure is there, right, and effective.
Yeah, exactly. And some of this comes back to efficiency, using your time wisely so you can focus on growing your business. And some of this comes back to better cash flow management tools, really having the ability to see what money is going to be coming in, like track what invoices are outstanding, being able to see when you might be hitting a low spot and you might need another line of credit, being able to pay with, if you're kind of hitting a low point in your cash flow, being able to pay with credit cards. Those are all tools and capabilities that most small businesses don't have access to do. And we think it's important that we make those things available to them. 64% of small businesses aren't satisfied with their current payment offerings. And 56% consider cash flow and invoice payment management an ongoing pain point. 81% of small businesses expect payment flows to align with how their businesses think about payments, that they don't believe financial institutions are delivering on that yet.
You know, that 81% number is significant because you're saying that most businesses are saying that their needs are not satisfied. And when you look at the other number on the importance of this, it really shows that there's a gaping hole. And we know that already because we know that so many of the systems that are in place don't satisfy the need totally. And we know that they also don't streamline the process. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, we're at a time where the economy is rocking. We know that the impact of interest rates and inflation are hurting consumers, but they're also hurting small businesses. We know that within the small business world, there's a lot of gray. You know, sometimes it's easier just for a small business to say, I can lob all this in my personal account. And that's not good business. It leaves you exposed to tax problems, leaves you exposed to opportunities, and it doesn't set the stage for growing the business. So when you talk about 64% of the people showing that they are not fully satisfied with what they have, that's a screeching siren on how the market needs to be addressed.
We're seeing the behavior map to that too, right? I mean, another interesting data point, 65% of small businesses go beyond their financial institution to meet at least one financial need. I think that's something we should try to address with more integration and capabilities. Nearly 20% of small businesses are saying they probably or definitely will leave or consider leaving their current financial institution. Again, I think if we give them the tools they need to pay and get paid and manage their cash flow in one place, that number should drop and financial institutions should benefit.
Well, you know, that 65% number is important because it's saying that your customer is going elsewhere for the things that they need and they're not necessarily going to financial institutions to get it. When you're talking about 20% are ready to leave, now that number is probably understated when you look at the 65% number in comparison. So yeah. It goes back to the acquisition cost of a new customer. In some markets, it really varies. when you look at those dissatisfaction rates, and you know, you have a whole group of people interested in finding resources outside of banking and another large number ready to leave, it's something to be concerned about. Fiserv has no shortage of customers they already have relationships with. So being able to integrate a native process with a known partner, with a known client or a prospective client is really what it's all about, and streamlining that offering. And then that gets put back into the field with somebody that needs a service all the way through their process.
Exactly. Let's make it incredibly easy for small businesses to pay or get paid by anyone they know or owe, so that they can get on with the job of focusing on running and growing their business.
Absolutely.
Tim, you spoke about the impact that banks and credit unions are facing. Many are leaving FIs or strongly considering leaving FIs. There's that lost wallet share. What can banks and credit unions do to improve their payment capabilities to compete more effectively and to retain and grow their small business customer base? And to talk on that, do you believe this is a priority for financial institutions?
It's a significant priority. We're hearing from almost every FI that improving their small business capabilities and small business payment capabilities is a top priority in the next year or two. So yeah, very much front and center. They have the goal of driving deposits, of driving use of their credit card products. The alternative is that the small business can go elsewhere for credit cards. The small business can go elsewhere for loans. So the FIs want to give the small business that single place to go to pay and get paid, and with it, a view of their cash flow, which also helps the small business decide when it's time for a line of credit or to use a credit card. And so bringing that together benefits the small business and it benefits the financial institution.
And we think about serving the market too as a small bank or credit union. The simplification is really important in making sure that the processes are integrated. You know, you talk about being able to bring in receivables. Well, where do you expect the receivables to go? Into a financial account that's already set for the bank. So there's a whole process flow that makes a lot of sense on this.
Yeah, we've heard from small businesses, hey, you know, I have jobs to be done, right? So right now, too frequently I go in and it's a bunch of capabilities or a bunch of rails I can use. And that's not really what I need. I need digital solutions that map to the work that has to be done, the jobs to be done, right? Bring all my invoices into one place so I can see everything that has to be paid. Remind my customers when they have to pay. So don't just give me a set of capabilities. Give me tools that help me do my job more effectively.
It's like many other product offerings you have, you know. I've always liked Clover, and I've been watching Clover literally since day one on that. And it's a specific solution that gets the job done, and it's customized to that line of business. And this whole receivables thing is similar in that you want something simple that's got low points of errors in it and that just works. And being able to draw from your large customer base of financial institutions is really something that would seem to make this a winner.
Yeah, that's what inspired us to launch Cashflow Central, which we just announced last week. And that is a powerful, simple, integrated, easy to use tool set for small businesses to pay and get paid through their financial institution, right? So it really empowers financial institutions to deliver those capabilities to their small business customers. And with that, build deposits, card portfolio, loans. But it really helps the small business automate their tasks, take all those paper invoices and electronify them, take the payments and speed them up, and get paid electronically, predict cash flow, right? So that was really at the heart of what we announced with Cashflow Central. And so far, the reaction's been pretty good. So we think we're onto something.
And when you think of what it takes to grow a small business, you know, having those right tools in place is what it's all about, because it lets the business owner focus on the business of getting customers and having a process that's saleable. And in the background should be the receivables management process, that it's just there, it's smooth as silk, and you don't have to worry about whether it's going to be run on time or how your DSO might be blown up because you're bouncing between systems and Excel spreadsheets and unintegrated processes.
Yeah, we want to give time back to the small businesses. So they spend less time on managing, paying, and getting paid. We help them automate that, and they can spend more time on growing their business. I think that's the goal of the banks as well. They want to give their small businesses the tools they need to be effective and to manage payments in one place, and also then give them the tools to manage cash flow, get another loan or a line of credit when it's time, use cards effectively. So I think everybody wins in that.
That's one of the important things if you're servicing the small business area as a financial institution. One of the ways you keep your customers is to make sure they don't have to go anywhere else for the offerings that you have or should have, right? So by not having a process in place that fulfills this need, there's a potential that your customer has to go somewhere else. And once they're there, they can be cross-sold for things like the deposits they keep at your bank, the credit cards they use, or you know, even where they put their personal assets. So having that integrated relationship is something that's key.
That's right. It feels like a lot of this is just getting going, just getting started. Banks are really starting to lean in on, okay, how do I win the small businesses? What capabilities do I need? What are the competitors doing? And starting to build those plans to solve for the small business pain points. So we're in planning cycles with a lot of financial institutions on this, and I think you're going to be seeing a lot of activity there.
And you spoke a lot about the challenges that many are facing, as well as how it's impacting them, and then what they're able to do to improve this. Having all this information, specifically for those that are listening in now, what should FIs do right now, and what should they be thinking about longer term to compete and win with SMBs?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of financial institutions are now starting that planning process. And we recommend that they really figure out what their small business portfolio looks like. What are their goals to grow that? And then what are the capabilities they're going to need to compete? And then we can sit down and put together a game plan for how we help them do that. How do we deliver those capabilities that helps them compete and win with their small business customers?
Thank you both for sharing your insights and perspective. And thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.